Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you'll find us. A little email goes out every few weeks, I think.
It's fantastic.
A good little email goes out with a bunch of little things happening around the region. It's good news. There's good news. It's a great day to be alive serving the Lord. You're going to love my special guest today, Rosie Kendall.
Hello.
CEO of CAP, Christians Against Poverty. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, we're going to talk about CAP, Christians Against Poverty. Mm. And so many of our listeners would be familiar. I mean, the national expression was birthed here in the region.
It was in, 2000.
Back in 2000 and continues to be. It's salt and peppered around Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Expressions of engaging through the local church, which is really, really cool. But for those of our listeners that would have no idea what it's about, how could you briefly explain what Christians Against Poverty is?
Yeah, so CAP, as we call it, exists to equip the church. So we know that the church has a deep passion and call to serve the poor.
Mm.
And we also know that within our context, there are more and more people facing financial distress, and we know that there's a cost of living crisis. We know that none of us are immune to financial struggle and difficulty.
Mm.
And so there's a space for the church to step into that struggle. And ultimately, we want to be an organisation that equips resources and gives confidence to the church to help people that are struggling financially, whether they be within the church, within their community.
Mm.
Ultimately, I think Jesus has a lot to say about money, and therefore the church should have something to say about money. And we want to help equip the church to do that confidently.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. And you're right. I mean, many of our listeners would be in that jam of financial pressures. It's very crippling and debilitating.
Mm.
You feel powerless.
Absolutely. And I mean, we all probably can tell our own story. So, you know, probably within our marriages or within our relationships, that money often is a dividing. It's something that causes a lot of stress and difficulty.
Mm.
And then you kind of move closer to the margins, and the less money you've got, and certainly the less friendships or family or social connections you've got, actually the more isolating financial pressure becomes. And there's a lot of people within our communities, probably within our streets, our neighbourhoods, that are suffering alone. And that's that, as Christians, people of faith, that should bother us, that people are experiencing that kind of pain in isolation. We know that we can't necessarily create a situation where people are completely immune from financial pressure. We all go through that.
Yep.
But actually, for us to have financial resilience and to have good networks around us, people we can talk to, people that can walk with us through difficult periods of financial pressure, can mean the world of difference to people.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned something there, this should bother us.
Mm.
You know, it's almost like the disruptive gospel. It's the disruptive nature of faith and Christianity. Could you just speak in that a little bit? Because, obviously some of us that walk with people know the pressures, but then they permeate the entirety of society, even people on big incomes.
No one's immune.
We
probably all know intuitively that, you know, the more money we've got, the more money we spend. And so typically most people are only one or two disasters, you know, loss of a job, a critical illness, away from some kind of financial pressure.
Yep.
But when we talk about things that should bother us, I think that when we know Jesus and we know his grace and we know his hope and we know his love, actually, God doesn't, he calls us into community and into relationship with him, but ultimately with each other too. And so when parts of our society or our neighbour, you know, we bring it to our neighbour, is hurting or in pain and in isolation, as carriers of the gospel, of the good news of Jesus. We should want to bring them into community. It should be something that does disrupt us, does. I think that, you know, we are, as a society, you know, I don't think just Christians, but we're busy and we're time poor. There's never enough time. But actually, when we see someone that's hurting and in isolation, going through something that's difficult, we should have space and capacity in our lives to make space for that. And I think Jesus would want us to.
I think he would. I think he'd go out of his way. And I think that's the brilliant intersection that Cap brings in equipping and empowering the local church, local believers in the local church, not just the organisations of the church, but actually to have answers, to bring those tangible helps with people that are experiencing this.
Yeah, and I think that that speaks to why we exist as an organisation in that I think that most of us, if we were to see someone behind us in a checkout in a supermarket that couldn't afford their groceries, putting things back, that would we'd be moved with compassion. But what am I actually going to do? What's the best thing
you're
for me
pay
to
their
do
bill.
In that situation? Sometimes we just don't know. So having the confidence to move towards that person because you don't want to create shame and you don't want to make the situation worse. But actually there are practical things that in that situation, or whether it be a neighbour or whether it be, you know, lots of these conversations happen when you're picking kids up from school or kids' sport. You know, it's amazing how many times you might uncover someone going through a financial difficult pressure, but actually finances are scary, they're difficult, and so having CAP exists so that Christians, the church, has a confidence in knowing how to move towards those conversations with practical skills, but also just you know, kind of talking about money is something that we don't do well. And I think as Christians, we could do better and lead the way in actually talking about money. Struggling with money is very normal, and we can take the stigma and shame out of it just by talking about it.
If you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. My special guest, Rosie Kendall, CEO of Christians Against Poverty, CAP. You just mentioned, Rosie, in the thought that finances, money can be scary. I don't remember ever being taught anything about money at school.
That's very true.
Through our education. And it is. Some things are very difficult to navigate, you know. I mean, and the complexity of, you know, where bills are coming from and all these other sorts of things. It's like, my gosh.
Yeah, it can be very, very complex. And ultimately, the journey from being a teenager at school and living in your parents' household to being independent and paying bills is a massive, steep learning curve.
Huge.
And actually, in most instances, people aren't well equipped for that transition. And ultimately, the complexity exists. I mean, the finance industry, with all due respect to them, make a lot of money out of selling products and, you know, kind of lots of stories of people turning 18 and being bombarded with credit card applications. And actually, it can be really difficult to navigate that with wisdom. And often it's about having those conversations within our households. And us looking at, well, what kind of financial capability skills are we giving to our children through school, and what opportunities are we giving each other to grow collectively our muscle of facing complexity and dealing with our bills and even basic budgeting.
Absolutely. So just talk through, I mean, some of our listeners may be in a church or have been connected to a ministry that have partnered with CAP and historically or are interested in it, because there's a whole bunch of different entry points and what relationship with CAP looks like for a local church, a local ministry. Just share a couple of thoughts around what is some of the ways that CAP empowers. And
yeah, well, we've worked really hard over these last 3 to 4 years on making it as flexible as possible. We recognise that, you know, churches look differently, they're different size, they have different capacity, And for some churches, they're just starting to think about how would we start thinking about ministries that might be moving towards the margins. And we would love to have a conversation with churches like that and help them just, what kind of questions should they be asking? Who should they be talking to? And we've got a church partnership team that just love to talk to church leaders in that regard. Then we've building a whole kind of suite of resources that we could be outrolling over the next 12 months in terms of money discipleship. So we don't talk about money well within our church. And so if we're going to have a good conversation outside of the church, then we probably need to have a, you know, be comfortable and much more comfortable talking about money. And so, just really wanting to equip the church with money discipleship. So that's something that we can do. And then we train frontline volunteers with what we call money mentoring. And so that's giving church volunteers, staff members, really basic financial capability skills. How do we listen well? How do we talk to people? How do we have good financial conversations? But practically, how do we help someone put a budget together? How do we help someone navigate a complex financial situation? And really that's about meeting someone where they're at, walking alongside them. The key things there are asking people what their goals are. What is it, you know, for one person's financial stress might look very different to the next person that you see. And so really it's an empowerment model around goals and how we step and help someone to achieve the things that they want to achieve.
Brilliant. I love it releases lay leadership, because it's not, the model's not centered around the pastor. It's a quiver in there.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and often church leaders, I mean, you can speak to this better than I can, but feel overwhelmed by a problem like that. You know, how am I going to solve that? Quite a lot of church leaders would tell me, I'm aware that people within my congregation and our community are under financial stress, and I'm not sure what my role in that is. And ultimately, you know, if we can help be an answer to that as a kind of resource to lean on to solve that problem, then we would love to.
Absolutely. Because there would be many people sitting in pews of churches that are really into this thing. Like they love getting on top of this, and they can help and equip and empower
people.
And there's
lots of people that this, you know, kind of doesn't feel difficult, you know, like they've run a family household budget for years and years and years, and just passionate about having good conversations with people. Often the people that find themselves doing money mentoring are people that are just passionate about people, passionate about listening and walking alongside people, but also have their own experience in budgeting. And you kind of put those two things together and something really special happens. And often people that maybe, you know, they're kids ministry doesn't fit, or you know, the other kind of typical ministry settings within a church, and this kind of just gives people a unique opportunity to really minister to people in a way that's actually profound. And you know, the amount of times in personal experience being doing money mentoring, praying with people that have never been prayed for before, seeing answers to prayer, seeing people come to faith, it's a real opportunity to put our faith into action.
That's brilliant. And so it could quite be someone listening now who's very passionate about this, and it might not be happening in a church. Well, you might be the catalyst for it to happen in your church.
Absolutely.
This is how easy it is. You talked about a suite of resources and that you've built, and they're magnificent. They're world class. There's no doubt about that. I'm a bit of a fan of what you've been doing.
Thanks, Rick.
One story that comes to light, you mentioned journeying with people, praying with them, and something come to mind for you?
We've recently shared a story, a local story actually, of Mel, where I might share her story because I know that she's given me permission to share it. And she's a really special story because she turned up at North Lakes Church, and they started to disciple her, and kind of new to church, new experience, single mum, got five children, and in quite a lot of financial difficulty, and again found themselves as a church, we don't know how to help her with this particular problem that she's got. And so reached out to another church here in Newcastle, C3 Victory, and they've got a money mentor. And so their money mentor started walking alongside Mel. And really just a beautiful expression of the church coming together. That actually kind of Mel has come to faith and been discipled by North Lakes Salvos, but has had specific kind of help with a financial situation from a money mentor, a beautiful and wonderful guy called Darren in C3 Victory. And her story is completely kind of radically transformed because she's come to know Jesus, but also her financial situation, we've got, you know, order out of chaos, and she's been able to find stability out of chaos. So
it's brilliant. I love it. Well done to you and the CAP team around Australia, doing some great things. And I love that story about Mel, because you, one person, you can come to faith, but she's still living with all these other big issues. And so, you know, perhaps CAP could be the answer to enable and equip and empower you as a local church and as an individual to reach out and practically help the transformation of somebody's life.
Yeah, it's a wonderful discipleship tool, yeah.
Fantastic. Hey, it's great being with you again. I'm looking forward to joining you again soon. Kingdomworks.org.au, that's where you'll find us. Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.